Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every day here at our Odyssey family of stations. We are joined now for the first time by Felix Johnson. You can find his work at Field Vision. You can find his work at Arrowhead Addict. Felix, welcome in. Welcome to Sports Daily. How are you, man?
How we doing? How we doing, Jacob, Tommy? Good morning.
We're good. We're ready for some football this weekend. We were just talking, and we look across the board there, and it looks like we're going to have three games out of the four that are in pretty crummy weather. I think, you know, the home teams are more or less all equipped for that weather. Certainly the Chiefs are. When you think back to the Dolphins game last year, it's a nice balmy, you know, 11 degrees or whatever it is that they'll play in this weekend. But what do you look, when you look at that kind of thing for the Chiefs, do you adjust any way that you're thinking about the game? Advantage Chiefs? I would think it's advantage Chiefs.
You know, when the Chiefs were passing the ball a lot more often, when they had all the light show, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce was more in his prime. We're still seeing him play at an elite level, at least at times, and had all the Patrick Mahomes won his first MVP. It kind of worried me back then, like in their first playoff run a couple years back then. But even then, they still dominated offensively, so it didn't matter. Now they're ground-and-pound defense. This is what it looks like when you're playing in cold weather. This is what you need to do. This is what they do every week, even if it was sunny at 75. So it wouldn't matter either way. I mean, it's the Chiefs in the playoffs. It's hard to have any worries anyway.
What do you feel like as far as that narrative and the discussion that's been going on for quite a while about just the amount of time that it's been since we've seen the Chiefs starters on the field? Clearly, the veterans and the stars are healthy. They're rested, all of that. I mean, that probably lends a lot of thought to the fact that both Travis Kelce and Chris Jones are going to be able to, you know, dominate, hopefully, because they're rested and healthy with that time off. But do you buy into any kind of rust, or is that something that is just so overblown by the national media?
I think literally any other one seed except for this one, this particular one, who's not only won back-to-back Super Bowls, but dating back to 2018, has been in the AFC Championship game. They've played basically the longest season every year for the last 6 or 7 years, or at least one of. So any rest is good rest whenever they need it. Obviously, Travis Kelce, he's old and slow and whatever you feel about Travis Kelce, he needs the rest. And then Chris Jones needs the rest. Everybody needs the rest. Like, Patrick Mahomes needed to have a baby this week. Like, it just happened so perfectly that the Chiefs needed this week off. And they're the back-to-back reigning defending Super Bowl champions, so it's hard to believe that them getting rest isn't an advantage.
Well, I think it's fair to wonder if there might be rust for a drive, for a quarter, whatever it is. I think they're equipped in this particular game to handle it just fine. We've been talking, I'm having a hard time, and this makes me nervous, because we all know this is the NFL and everything. Makes me nervous how much I'm liking the Chiefs in this particular matchup, in this particular game. Like, everything seems to be lining up for the Chiefs here, and I feel like that makes me a little nervous for their chances.
Well, I think the reason why you would be so confident is that we saw this not that long ago. We saw these two teams play when it mattered the most, at least for the Chiefs, when they're still trying to get the one seed and the Texans still fighting for their division at the time. Like, we saw this game very recently, and who came off the field and felt like the dominant playoff team? It was the Chiefs. And we joke about it all the time about the big – playoff comeback that the Chiefs had against the Texans. It might happen again where that rust does kick in. The Chiefs are down 10-0, but it's Patrick Mahomes. We've seen him down 10-0 10 million times. So it's hard to believe that even in situations at the end of the first quarter, if they're down 10-0, I'm not going to be shocked if they are leading by halftime.
Offensively, Felix, outside of Rashee Rice, the Chiefs have their full complement of offensive weapons in this game tomorrow and poised for hopefully a long playoff run for them. I posed this question to our betting insider yesterday. It makes it tough to try to zero in on exactly where the distribution of the ball is going to go from Patrick Mahomes. And clearly with the struggles in the offensive line, it's been not only ground and pound, but it's been the quick strike passing offense to guys like Xavier Worthy and DeAndre Hopkins, and now with Hollywood Brown back, Travis Kelce, of course, is still there. In your mind, in an ideal way for Kansas City to win and really hopefully win big against Houston, who needs to get the ball from Patrick Mahomes most tomorrow?
I think it's Travis Kelce. I mean, he said the other day that he's not retiring, but we'll see in a couple of weeks. These could be the last couple of games that he plays as a Chief. And, I mean, these are the only things that he has left on his resume to complete. He has all the Pro Bowls, all the records, whatever else it is. Now he needs to get the three-peat just as much as Patrick Mahomes does when it comes to the Brady-GOAT debate, if you want to get there already. I think that for Kelce, it's about the playoffs specifically, and him getting the ball kind of gets the ball rolling for everybody else, too, because – once the safety starts paying more attention to Travis Kelce, all of a sudden you got Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy on both sides. That's a bigger problem than – that's why the Chiefs often struggled all year long. We talked about it at Field Vision a lot all year long, where we thought that the Chiefs' offense was going to be explosive, and it looked like it was because they had a number one receiver for the first month of the season, and then they didn't. And then they got Hollywood Brown for the first time at all, so they had some type of receiving help. And so I think that – we're seeing the best version of the Chiefs offense when the Chiefs usually play the best.
And that doesn't even take into consideration their thumper that they can turn loose for the first time in Isaiah Pacheco. I've seen a lot of conversation about who will they use more of Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco. And to me, it's like a no-brainer. They can finally use Isaiah Pacheco really for the first time this year since the very early part of the season. We all expect him to throw it around because they have all these weapons and it's Andy Reid, but he has shown historically that he'll lean into Pacheco in games. How big a role do you think Pacheco plays in this postseason?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I think this is pretty interesting, something that Chiefs fans and Chiefs media aren't really talking about as much, because Pacheco's back is like, all right, just insert him back into the lineup. But I think it could be a little bit more strategic in the playoffs, where I think we're expecting, at least early on in this Houston game, for Xavier Worthy, 50 yards down the field, touchdown, awesome. But you also do want to compare that or complement that with Kareem Hunt, three yards, Travis Kelce for a first down, and then you hit your Xavier Worthy shot over the top. And then I think you use Isaiah Pacheco in the second half for still running the ball, trying to close out the win, but as explosive as he is, it changes that. It forces the defense to pay more attention to you that way. Now, Andy Reid's obviously a better offensive genius than I am. I mean, I haven't called a play ever, but I think that that could be something strategically that the Chiefs look at and just say, we have two running backs that have two different styles. How can we use that to our advantage, knowing that we can figure out a way to win basically no matter what?
It looks like defensively, Felix, that Jalen Watson is going to return, at least in some capacity, whether or not he's on a snap count or, you know, if he's a full go out there. I think that because of all of the focus on the offensive weapons getting rest and being healthy going into this game, I'm not sure that that's getting quite the amount of attention that it deserves, because that defense, at least before he got hurt, was so good to start the year. And having him back, if he is at a point to be able to be, you know, even, I don't know, 75% healthy or even more than that, that's a big difference maker for Steve Spagnuolo's defense.
Absolutely. I think, and I heard this from Nick Wright, everybody's favorite Chiefs national person, but he believes that the only team that could beat the Chiefs is a team with two good receivers. And now with Jalen Watson back, is that even possible? Like, and I'm not even saying Jalen Watson is an elite corner to go up against a Devontae Smith or a Cooper Kupp or whatever the case may be, and that would be in the Super Bowl. So we'd have to have that conversation when we get there. But I think that Jalen Watson opens the door for the rest of the defense, allows Spags to be a little bit more complex and his blitzing schemes on third and long. How does that look against C.J. Stroud, who's had difficulty with his offensive line this year, especially on the interior? Chris Jones, best defensive tackle in the league, and maybe of this era post. I mean, never mind, Aaron Donald existed. But I think that Jalen Watson's appearance allows the Chiefs' defense to be more versatile because Spags is like, yeah, we've got both our corners. We're ready to go.
Felix Johnson joining us. Find his work at Arrowhead Addict, at Field Vision. I don't know that I agree with the two receiver theory. I think the team that beats the Chiefs will be the team if there's a team that can get to Mahomes consistently. That's been the biggest problem throughout the year for the Chiefs. Not lately. They've been much better at it lately. But are we really ready to just assuming it's Joe Tooney out there, that they'll just all of a sudden be able to protect? I know that they have taken a lot of the play calling away from keeping Mahomes in danger, thankfully. But that's the Achilles heel for this team still, is their left tackle spot.
You know, I agree with you, but I think that Patrick Mahomes, when are most of his iconic runs, like his scrambles, sure. when do they happen? In the playoffs, against the Titans, it was, and even after the ankle injury against the Eagles run to the Super Bowl and whatever that the Jags game, that's what it was. Watch that game from Applebee's in Tulsa, never again. I think that Patrick Mahomes knows that his left tackle is an issue. Whomever's there, whether it's Joe Tooney, like teams know that too. So Patrick Mahomes definitely knows that. So now, is he going to be a little bit more decisive when he decides to run? Because Patrick Mahomes does hold on to the ball for a little bit long. That's one of the things off of his scouting report that has stayed with him for his entire career. It's just that he's that good. He's got bad footwork, but it doesn't matter because he's Patrick Mahomes. So I think that despite the offensive line issues, they'll probably be fine because Patrick Mahomes is just aware of everything at all times.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either, but what if it's coming from the right side? Juwan Taylor's not an all-pro. You know what I mean? Like I think great quarterbacks have always, that's always been the, Tom Brady was the same way. His pressure came a different way, came up, but it's always been, it's mm-hmm. the thing to watch, I think, especially against a team like the Texans who can rush the passer. Let's look at the other playoff games real quick, Felix. I think when we talk about, like, every team has everything to gain here, what team do you think has the most to lose in this postseason? Is it Lamar and the Ravens if they don't have a good performance in Buffalo?
I don't think so because I think we're expecting the Ravens to continue to do what the Ravens do because their defense was bad at the beginning of the year. By the end of the year, pretty respectable defense. So we're expecting the Ravens to continue to do whatever they do for in perpetuity. And so I think there's just kind of a ceiling over the AFC by the name of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. But then there's also an under ceiling underneath that. That's Josh Allen and the Bills. And even then, that's a little bit penetrable. But then there's also Cincy and the Bengals. And so I think that the AFC is kind of interesting. But I think the sneaky correct answer is Detroit. On the other side of the bracket because they have the one seed, the best season we've ever seen in Detroit history. And luckily they beat Minnesota in week 18 to secure that one seed and they didn't have to play the Rams in the first round because we could have seen something a lot like what we saw with Sam Darnold. So I think that if the Lions don't at least make it to the conference championship and probably make it to the Super Bowl, it's probably a disappointment just because they don't have – I'm not sure if Ben Johnson's there and their offense may not be as good next year.
I hear you on that. I think you might be right. All right, Felix, we appreciate it. You can follow Felix Absolutely. At Felix R. Johnson on X. Find his work there as well. All kinds of good stuff at Field Vision and Arrowhead Addict. We appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by the first time. Let's do this again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
There goes Felix Johnson. We're coming back. We're going to pick these games, including the two we just talked about there, the three or the four, whatever it is. We're picking them all. We'll do it in the second hour. We got a lot to get to. Don't go away. More Sports Daily right after this.
Is 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, K248 CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Now it's